head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, Steve, Carolyn in Monticello says, I've been married for 25 years, and my husband is the best husband in the world. I don't want to lose him, but I need to tell him that I fooled around with his uncle when we were home for the holiday.
What?
What the hell?
Excuse me.
That's stupid.
That's a little close to the family now. Wait a minute. I really enjoyed it, but I told his uncle it could never happen again. How do I confess this, CLO, to my husband?
I don't think you do.
This is so wrong.
I don't think you do. What is this statement you made? Something I have to tell my husband. How you think this is going to go? Lady, your marriage will be over. And
today,
you could run the risk of your husband going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many things can go wrong here. Now, look, you've made the mistake. You told him it could never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Jail.
Now, if you really mean that, you ask God for forgiveness. You get back up on the horse and you start back to riding again. Now,
I'll
if you do it a second time, I probably shouldn't say that.
No, say something
again.
Else.
You don't get back up on no more horses. You don't get up on no more horses. I'm sorry. You need to stay your fast ass down somewhere.
She said she really enjoyed it.
Which means she's considering it again.
Going back.
If you're going to do it, okay, let me tell you how this works in case, and I tell this to my kids, I've told everybody. Mm-hmm. God gives everybody a break. Your first sin, he fires a warning shot over your head. If you do the same sin again, the next shot takes a little piece of ear meat off. Just a piece of ear meat.
Uh-huh.
If you do it a third time, the next bullet is right in your teeth.
It
That's that third one. Now,
you got
the warning shot. If you go back again, it's going to be a piece of ear meat. Second shot. If you go back a third time, you're going to get it in the teeth. Now, here's the deal. You don't seem like you're showing any remorse. You told him it can never happen again, but now you're talking about how much you enjoyed it, so which means you're considering it because you haven't had any repercussions. But I tell you what, if you go in there to that man and confess this, it's over. It's a wrap because you low down, not the uncle.
And he did it, too. Wow.
That boy's daddy's brother.
Trifling.
Yeah.
Or mama's
brother.
Or mother's brother, yeah.
One of
the
two.
We're going to move on, Steve, to Melina in Pittsburgh. Melina says, I allowed my husband to have a hall pass with my best friend's sister.
What?
But this is craziness, right? Happy New Year, everybody. I allowed my husband to have a hall pass with my best friend's sister, but I told him I had to be present. He did it without me knowing, and that wasn't the plan. I feel like if he snuck and did it once, he'll do it again. Should I be worried?
Hey, stupid. You gave him a hall pass.
Yeah.
He decided he needs you to see the pass. Because what he doing at the hall pass is you don't need to see this here. Because he got a special performance. That he been waiting for your best friend's sister for a long time. So he in that clown. So he didn't need you to see it. So would he do it again? Why did you give him permission? See, you still, you can't open the door and shut it too. You ain't the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of plan was that anyway? He didn't stick
but
to the plan.
To be present.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to be here. You said I could.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah. He don't want you watching because you're going to have instructions. That's too much. Stop.
All right, this is over. I don't like it. I changed my mind.
Okay, put your clothes on now.
It's too late now.
Yeah. Moving on to Bunny in Richmond. Bunny says, my husband and I have been together for 4 years, and he got me two pairs of the wrong size shoes and a coat that's too big. He got it for Christmas. He said it was a coincidence, but he may have gotten them from a booster. Should I ask him if the stuff is stolen before I try to return it, or would that be offensive?
What's wrong with everybody? Well, all you got to do to return it is say, baby, could I return it for the right size? And if so, I love it, but I just need to get the right size. Do you have the receipts? That's all you got to do. What is you taking this hot mess back down to this stove?
You're going to jail.
Yes. Today.
They got codes and stuff. They check against inventory and all this now. Stuff is on computer. They show them shoes still in inventory.
Yup.
And so, you show up back down there with it.
They've been looking for that 38.
Yeah, so she just really didn't
you
get anything
40.
For Christmas. That's it, bottom line.
You wear a 10 now.
You're doing European sizes and all that 38 and 40.
Yeah. She got nothing.
Don't put that 38 on if you want to. Feet all over the front. Could feel
can't
like
take
that
it
little
back. She
that heel
wear
is stabbing you in the middle of your heel. Cause you ain't got the right size. You gotta disperse that weight, baby. Don't ask your man for the receipt.
Hey, big girl. Back it up.
All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. Tatum in Montgomery says, I've been divorced for 2 years, and my ex-wife is still trying to have sex with me. I have a new girlfriend now, and I no longer want to have sex with my ex. When I turn her down, she threatens my new relationship. How can I cut her off for good?
How's she threatening?
How's she threatening your new relationship? You know what you've been doing? Because you've been sleeping with your ex-wife while you sleeping with your new girlfriend, and she gonna tell it.
For two years.
God. Bro, that's how it go, man. That's how it go, dog. I don't know what to tell you.
Why you go back? Who go back to their ex? Man. Why you go back?
I'm telling you.
Well,
who wants their ex?
She wants him. She wants him. He doesn't want her. She wants him.
You don't need to insert yourself in this.
Okay.
Hello.
Really, Steve?
Me and Tommy talking to each other. We just,
my ex, dog. Hell no. You want to talk about naked and afraid, that right there.
All right, thank you, Philo.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.